UDC. The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents UrbanScope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
Jamaica's connection with Latin America, and Venezuela in particular, goes beyond geographical grouping. Our ties are rooted in history, grounded by shared concerns such as the fight for equality and the movement towards becoming independent nations. That history has given birth to bold men like Simon Bolivar, who led revolutionary actions against Spain to establish liberty in the region. For his part, Simon Bolivar earned himself the title the Liberator. The Venezuelan-born liberator spent a period of self-imposed exile in Jamaica, where he penned the famous Carta Jamaica, or Letter from Jamaica, in 1815. Inked at what is now 33 Princess Street in downtown Kingston, this letter formed the basis for the over 50 years of strong diplomatic relations and goodwill between Jamaica and Venezuela. Hardly surprising then that in 2002, the government of Venezuela requested that a facility be established in downtown Kingston to commemorate Bolivar's link to Jamaica. The task fell to the Urban Development Corporation. In partnership with the Jamaica Defense Force, the UDC designed and managed the construction of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center, which stands at the intersection of North Parade and Church Street. The two-story building, which formerly housed the Jamaica Agricultural Society, was refurbished to reflect the Latin-styled architecture of the era in which Bolivar lived in Jamaica.
Key features are some of the historic elements, such as the existing clay bricks. We wanted to keep those features, and then we added the newer features to represent the transition from history to modern times.
Chief Architect at the UDC, Kamu Kambui. In April 2015, the Urban Development Corporation handed over the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center to the Institute of Jamaica. Since then, representatives of the multipurpose facility have been actively engaging citizens from downtown Kingston and beyond in Spanish and Latin dance classes, among other cultural lessons. Director of Salsa Jamaica, Keith Anthony, says the classes entail a variety of Latin dances.
I teach salsa, cha-cha, bachata, and we're just starting to get into tango as well. We're trying to merge the Latin dancing with reggae and dance hall as well, and it's getting some good results. In other words, we're almost creating a whole new genre.
Adult Spanish classes are held on Mondays and Tuesdays from 5:30 to 7 p.m., with an after-school program for children ages 6 to 16 from 3 to 5 p.m. Through the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center, citizens are also being made aware of Jamaica's connection with Latin America. The three-story center has a multipurpose room, a language lab, and its showpiece, the Simon Bolivar Hall. Those benefiting from the center have similar views about its contribution to downtown Kingston.
I'm excited about it. I think it's a great opportunity for young people, especially the people from the community. I'm happy to see children from the community here. And it's something that is really needed. And you know, what I like is that it's really state-of-the-art facilities.
Patron of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center, Hope McNeish. The Urban Development Corporation, contributing to social and national development through the establishment of the Simon Bolivar Cultural Center. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 656-8031 or visit their website at udcja.com. You may also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram, or visit their information center on the ground floor of Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.